Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Congressman Frank Lucas, reacting to the Biden-Harris administration plan to strengthen the American food supply chain. Back on that in just a moment.
Gantner Drummond, an attorney general who will defend our rights, uphold the rule of law, and serve the people of Oklahoma, not the political elite. When his nation called, fighter pilot Gantner Drummond bravely led the first U.S. combat mission of the Gulf War. Drummond returned home, became a successful businessman, rancher, and accomplished attorney. Now a new mission, defeat the corrupt political establishment. Put America first. Pro-Trump, pro-Second Amendment, ready to secure our elections. Gantner Drummond for Attorney General.
Paid for by friends of Gantner Drummond, 2022.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on June 28th.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged, 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Was able to catch up yesterday on the long line with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. Talked several agricultural issues, including reaction to the Biden administration plan of new actions to strengthen food supply chains, level the playing field for growers, and more. All that released on Thursday morning by the administration. Congressman Lucas says there's some good, but there's some things worrisome as well.
Well, first of all, Ron, they've talked about additional monies for more construction of smaller and intermediate packing facilities, and they've talked about more dollars in the community colleges and other educational institutions to help prepare a better workforce or a workforce better able to deal with the issues that are going on in the industry. That's all good stuff. This most recent element, dealing with the contract issues, well, I'm still reading the details about that. There's been lots of discussion for a long time about how the poultry contracts work in this country and how it treats the poultry house owners, the producers, and what their relationships are with the poultry companies and how many birds do they get and what kind of pricing they get and how are they judged compared to everybody else. We'll see just in the coming days and weeks what kind of details USDA is talking about, but clearly this is an important part of the food chain, and I hope whatever they're trying to do, they're helping the situation, not making it worse, but it's just going to take a little more analysis to be sure.
Switching gears from the executive branch to the legislative branch, the House Agriculture Committee just in the last week or so rolled out a bill that they did approve. When there was some opposition to it, but they were wanting to establish what you might call a super prosecutor when it comes within the U.S. Department of Agriculture, specifically for packers and stockyards violations. Is this something we really need, do you think, at this point, or do we know?
I don't think we know, Ron. It passed on a party line vote, 27 yes, 21 no, one Republican from the Dakotas voting for it. The view of most of the committee members on my side of the aisle has been that we need to enforce existing authorities under USDA and the antitrust provisions under the Department of Justice authority, which, by the way, there is continuing to be an ongoing criminal investigation when it comes to the beef industry, which is frustrating many of us who'd like to see the results so we know where they're headed. There's a companion bill to this effort filed in the Senate. I don't know that I expect it to make it. I just don't see how anything related to this issue would make it to the president's desk this year. Not so much because Congress is not willing to address issues, but because until the DOJ, USDA stuff is all completed, the Department of Justice has existing authority in their investigation to literally file not just civil charges, but criminal charges against the packer industry and their senior management. So we're waiting to see what comes out of that. And remember, it's a criminal investigation, so the Department of Justice doesn't talk about their criminal investigations. Whether it's this kind of issue or dealing with organized crime or a variety of things, they're pretty closed-mouthed until they're done.
And unfortunately for the cattle industry, for our beef producers, that silence just seemingly is getting louder all the time as we wait. And this thing gets stretched out from the latter days of the Trump administration now through these first almost 2 years of the Biden administration.
It's just maddening. And the Trump people called initially for this effort to begin. And senior officials at the Justice Department have indicated in the Biden administration that it's ongoing and they're going to pursue it aggressively. But that's all they'll tell us.
former House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit livestockriskservices.com for more information.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.